Yo, what up, world? This is Mr. Cal here. Bored as a motherfucker. Tired of hearing everybody else's goddamn opinions, so I'm going to start throwing some of my own out there. I actually came out here and sat down to, I had a wild hair up my ass to record a song. And of course, the goddamn app that I always use acts stupid because everything I have still acts really fucking retarded. I was listening to TPS guys. I love those motherfuckers. Acumenal and Terminal Knowledge, also known as the Palmer Squares, is a rap duo out of Chicago. Those motherfuckers are sick as fuck. They either took a personal liking to me or they took a personal vendetta against me. I'm still not sure where everybody hangs with all this shit. I do believe that I have at least one person that somewhat gives a fuck. Okay, two, maybe. But I don't know, man. Life's been goddamn up and down, fucking weird. I don't know which way's up still. Apparently, I'm not doing enough digging into this shit. Apparently, I'm sitting around just waiting on somebody to come hold my hand and shit. Which, you know, may be right, but in a sense, it's wrong because I don't even know which direction the fucking... You motherfuckers could be like, look, just walk 2 miles. Okay, well, which goddamn way, you know? North, south, east, west, southwest, northeast? I mean, you know, I need instructions. I need help. I feel like I have all these fucking opportunities around me, too, though, is what really discourages me about all this shit. And I have passions that run deep inside of me, that I don't know where the fuck come from, because I come from a very simple country, backwoods fucking family that revolves around Jesus and cornbread. And believe me, I love Jesus and I love the fuck out of some cornbread. But it ain't me though, you know? Yeah. So I don't know, man. I was listening to Heisman Defoe. Go check him out. YouTube. If this ever fucking makes it to anywhere, go check out Heisman Defoe. That motherfucker is dope too. He makes good music. He's killer. Funny as fuck. I mean, he's funny as shit. Very relatable. But I was listening to him how, you know, he was doing a podcast on, you know, just, it was called Talk Your Talk, or, you know, and, or talk that talk or some shit, you know. And I thought to myself, man, I'm trying to put all these fucking restrictions on myself, because when I first got into this shit, or tripped into this shit, when I first fell flat on my fucking face right in the middle of this shit, I thought that it had to be more specific. You know, I was getting criticism from every which way, basically saying, like, you know, you're doing this all fucking wrong. Or so I thought. Then come to find out, after really paying attention to everything that goes on around me and everybody who's doing this shit in this crazy little world we got going on, I actually can do whatever the fuck I want, just like I originally said. I didn't know YouTube was took so, or any social media platform, or any, you know, any podcasting, or any or, you know, doing music or anything. I didn't know people would be so defensive and so quick to jump on a motherfucker for, you know, I guess not knowing his proper etiquette and not knowing really what the fuck they were doing. This is how it's been my whole life. This right here is exactly how it's been my whole life, because, like I told you, I'm from a very just, like, at times seems non-existent part of the fucking world. I mean, it seems like they cut off from a lot of shit, you know. I had to really reach out to find different things my whole life. It's the reason I guess I've always been into extreme types of anything. Fucking music, sports, you know. I grew up listening to hardcore. I wanted to skateboard, or I did skateboard, you know. You know, anything on four wheels was fun. I was scared to death of two wheels. So four wheelers was cool. You know, just anything, man, where, I mean, you know, I was really extreme. I've always pushed the limits. I was always told no, no, no my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Because of being raised in a strict Southern Baptist Christian home, which, by the way, is not necessarily such a bad thing. I mean, it gave great structure to be raised as a child, even though it was a little overbearing and it really put a lot of anxiety on me. But I've learned, being a parent myself, that your kids need to be a little anxious of things, you know, because I guess I've done the opposite, to where I've tried to make things as comfortable for my baby girls as I could, or as possible, because they have had a pretty rough life up until, you know, past couple of years, which things have mellowed out, and they've got it made better than they've ever had. Especially as soon as I can get them into their own little shit, man, or at least get their mom into her own shit. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever is going to work out best for them. And sorry about being all over the place, but this happens. This is the way I do things. I'm just fucking all over the goddamn place, sporadic as fuck. But anyway, always going for extreme things. And I honestly, honest to God, thought that, you know, all the criticism I got was basically, now, other than doing copyrights, because, you know, copyrights are bad, you know, I mean, you get copyrighted for any goddamn thing. I mean, you can't even have a baseline sounding the same as somebody's, and they're going to try to jump on your ass. I mean, I was just listening to TPS, and they were talking about the Grammys, about the guy that got his shit stole from, all right, take a little pee break real quick. Anyway, so, but what I've figured out is that this is America. This is America. And by my standards in life, by my moral code in life, as long as I'm not stepping on toes or directly negatively influencing anyone who doesn't deserve it, or really, I'm not no judge, so I can't really even say people who deserve it, but I may have bad opinions about certain situations, certain people, but I'm going to put this out there. I'm not a judge, okay? You know, God didn't put me on here, on this planet, to judge anyone. Matter of fact, I try to go out of my way to stay out of those types of situations. I may have my own personal opinion inside my head, and I probably will act upon it because it's my intuition, it's my input, my insight into me making it in this world. And, you know, I'm going to go with it, but I don't have to voice it, you know? I really want to keep this Stay Positive movement going. Tommy NC 2010, my man, fucking hilarious guy, very, very talented dude from right up the mountain here in North Carolina, Black Mountain. Go check him out too on all platforms. That's Tommy NC 2010. You know, he's got the Stay Positive movement, and I'm on board with that shit, man. I mean, that's what I'm about, you know? At the end of the day, nobody wants to feel left out. Nobody wants to feel like they're less than, and people don't deserve to feel that way. Now, with all that said, and that is how I ultimately feel, don't come at me sideways no more, you know? Don't come at a guy who really is trying to stick his neck out for the positive vibes and come at that guy sideways, because that's the ones that you do not want to fucking lose their shit with, okay? I've got so much to offer this world, and a lot of people have me in the palm of their fucking hands right now, and I honestly feel like I'm getting shit on, and I feel like I'm getting ripped the fuck off on every turn, but at the same time, I don't care, man. If my people, and I have a community of people that I say my community, you know, our community, I love every one of those people, and if it's benefiting any one of them, I don't care which one it is, all the way down to the fucking YRs or the Mars Mirrors, all the way up to the fucking Joe Cronins and, you know, Ken Foulmouth Kins and shit. Look, anybody, if anybody's profiting off this shit, if anybody's getting anything off of what I do, good. Keep that shit in the community. But if I find out anybody outside this fucking community has done anything to take anything from me or from anyone in our fucking community, then we're going to have some issues. Yeah, and you know what's funny is that all it is verbal threats. I'd never be able to do anything. I don't even have a goddamn driver's license. I can't even get in a vehicle and drive my ass to somebody to tell them that they're a piece of shit, which I wouldn't waste that energy on them any fucking way. I've got people I'm sure I could contact that would take care of stuff, shit, you know, shit like that, because I do love this community. I love every motherfucker in this community, man. There's a lot of them, too. I mean, there's a lot of them, you know? All the way from the fucking SC Steves, all the way to the motherfucking, I mean, everybody. Pro-violence, man. I mean, goddamn everybody. Joe and Leah and motherfucking Mella Yellow, where you been, bro? You know what I'm saying? He's out there doing his thing. Probably doing what I should be doing right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hard-headed. I'm a real hard-headed motherfucker, but there's one thing about it. My hard-headedness comes in great in certain situations, and I do love my goddamn community. I mean, regardless of what the fuck y'all have done, if I find out that every one of you just didn't do nothing but troll me, you know what? I've still got love for you, because y'all have done things for me that you don't even fucking know about. Y'all have seen me fight demons. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have seen me fight demons. Everyone in that community has watched me fight fucking demon after demon after demon. They've seen how my everyday struggle can be pretty raw at times. But at the same time, I'm not no better than nobody, and I don't have it no worse than there's a lot of people that are in situations out here on this planet that, you know, that are way, way fucking worse. I'm actually in a safe bubble, honestly, and I need to get out of that shit. I need to get out of this fucking bubble, because I'm containing my goddamn self into something that I don't need this shit. I don't deserve it, and I should think of myself better, you know? I should give myself more credit. And besides, outside of the community, you know, I just, you know, my inspirations, you know, Strange Music and Tech N9ne and his whole movement, man, goddamn, you motherfuckers have saved my life more times than you know, okay? I don't even care what's going on with the music now. I don't understand, you know, a lot of times, man, I've had so much thrown my direction these days that a lot of times I don't know if shit's actually just vague. It could go for anybody at any time, or if shit's being directed at me. And I don't know if it's, when it's being directed, I don't know if it's actually in a negative or positive way. It's getting harder and harder to decipher this shit. You'd think it would have got easier by now, but it was a whole lot easier when it first happened. Because when it first happened, I was just like, oh, everybody's on some Fuck Kelly shit. Okay, fuck Mr. Cal. All right. But then it turns out they were like, no, 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 no. We're trying to teach you something. I was like, oh, this is tough love. Okay, I've experienced that quite a few times in my life. I know how to handle tough love. It's constructive criticism. It's a good thing. In the end, it'll turn out to be something good, you know? And the end's not here. I mean, I don't feel like it is. But at the same time, I feel like it's coming. It's coming. This whole troll job, if it is a troll job, I mean, it's getting old. And if it's, still tough love, then I'm missing something. You know what I'm saying? I'm missing something. So I don't know, man. It's discouraged me from doing a lot of things that I would have done in life prior to experiencing everything I've experienced, which we don't need to go in detail about or nothing, because that's for me to know and for the whole world just to goddamn think about, you know, because that's something that'll never come out. I made a promise that, you know, shit'll never come out, man. Like, I don't believe in being a snitch or being a goddamn police. Now, with that being said, let me go ahead and dry up this contradiction that I know is the biggest contradiction that everyone keeps just, I'm sure they're scratching their heads about even to this day. I got into this shit, and I tripped into this shit basically because I did throw a motherfucker under the bus, and I did snitch on a motherfucker. I thought it was harmless, though. But I did. I did it. I did it one time. I did it. And still to this day, that motherfucker hasn't been man enough to, you know, make up for that shit or to even try to talk to me as a person. I contacted him. I've tried to break the ice. I've tried to be nice and be the bigger person like I always do. It ain't really got nowhere. So I'm not really in pursuit of that fucking shit no more. I mean, if y'all want me to be dead honest, and if that guy is included into what is going on, I don't know. The best thing I could tell y'all is just to keep us separated, because y'all don't want me and him to go tongue for tongue on any goddamn thing, because I will put him down. I can motherfuck. I do music better than him. I talk better shit than him. I know more about life than he does. I'm way more motherfucking intelligent than that motherfucking dumbass will ever even think about being. And it's only because he limits his fucking self. Mr. No Limit limits his goddamn self. Me, I have no limits. I am willing to do whatever. I'm willing to take whatever leaps and bounds. As long as it does not directly affect my children or my relationship with my children, fuck it. I'm game. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. So, with that being said, I do look like a walking contradiction. I do. And if you break down the story, that's the only time you're going to see me go back on something that I feel like is shit that shouldn't be done. And if I'd have knew what magnitude I was stepping in, because see, I did all this very blindly. I did every fucking bit of it blindly. All I wanted to do was fuck up the dude's social media life, because that's all he does, and that's all he thinks he's got, like, so many fucking, he's got like a fucking million followers on Twitter or something. I don't know, but he's got a shit ton of like hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter. And he bragged about it constantly, you know, like, oh, man, I'm the god of Twitter and shit, you know. And I was like, all right, motherfucker. Well, when he did his sneak diss shit to me and tried to be slick about it and tried to be funny in front of all those people, I said, okay, well, you want to be funny? So I retaliated. And retaliation is not something I usually do unless it's very important. But this guy was supposed to be my best friend, yada, yada. We all know the goddamn story. So anyway, yeah, and I don't know, man. I just feel like I needed to get this the fuck out of my system. I need to do this more. I need to make it a regular thing. I need to start reaching out to people that may actually want to fuck with me. I need to start finding out who is against me and cut them out of my life, if that's all at all possible. I ain't got time for it, man. But I came out here because I wanted to motherfucking, I wanted to goddamn, you know, possibly record a song, and it's going to be a shitty recording. Nothing's working, but goddamn it, I want to do it. I just want to get it out of me, and just, you know, like, I love music, man. I love that shit. And that's about all I got for this motherfucking first little entry to whatever the fuck this may turn out to be. But love each other, respect each other. Let's keep the positive movement going. Let's be more like Tommy, man. Let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Let's stay positive. I'm not no fucking hippie. I'm not no tree hugging faggot. I eat red meat. I motherfucking smoke like a fucking freight train. I have so many bad habits. I don't talk well. I come off very disrespectful, but I am not that way. I'm a very respectful person. I'll give anybody their dues. I'll let people trample on me, you know, a little bit until I see where you're really going to be. And then, you know, then we'll stop it. But there's your free open to everyone. I don't know. Just peace, love, and prosperity. And keep the positive shit going, man. Shit, till next time. I'm going to maybe work on this music. Anyway. I love you all, man. Everybody be good.